Here's a name you probably didn't expect to hear on Ash Wednesday, Martin Hildebrand. You probably never heard of him, but New York historians record that he was the very first tattoo artist in New York City, setting up shop in 1870. What began as an exotic form of body decoration has now taken our country and the world by storm. It's been said more than 145 million Americans now have tattoos, about a third of the population. Some consider tattoos to be an art, a form of personal expression. For others, it signifies belonging to a particular group, being part of a fraternity, for example, or even a gang. For others, it's a countercultural statement. But all of it in some way relates to what we are about to experience this afternoon. Because in a sense, we are about to receive a tattoo, a marking on our forehead, an emblem that is not a decoration, but a declaration. It declares three things. First, these ashes declare we are human, that we are dust, and one day we will be dust again. These ashes tell anyone who sees them that we know the clock is ticking, that our time is limited. They declare that we know this much, one day we will be gone. Secondly, they declare that because we are human, we are sinners, flawed, weak. Sometimes we are not beautiful, perfect creatures. We bear the stain of sin. And thirdly, these ashes declare that because we are human and sinners, we have work to do. We want to do it while we can, and the work begins here and now. It is the great work of reforming our lives to make ourselves ready for Easter and the bright hope of resurrection. These ashes declare that we want to be better than we are through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. These ashes also are a very public declaration that we are works in progress. They remind anyone who sees them that we are more than just people who follow Jesus Christ. We are people who intend to spend these 40 days trying to live more like him, remembering daily what he gave for us so that we can give more to others. That giving can and should be more difficult than just giving up chocolate or skipping dessert. As I said, we have work to do. But where do we begin? Maybe we should try this. Forgive someone who has done you wrong. Pray for someone you hate. Reach out to someone who's ignored or disliked, whether it's at work, at school, or at home. Let them know that they have purpose and dignity. Visit someone who's lonely. Reconcile with someone you are alienated from, whether it's a friend, a neighbor, or even God, and especially God. Celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation with the Father who loves us. Go to confession. Pray for victims of violence. Pray for a world at war. Work and pray for peace. Pray that we each become better than we are, because these marks we bear say that much. They tell the world that we are trying to be people who are more like Jesus. People of sacrifice, of surrender, of selflessness, and of love. But we are also people who want to move beyond the dusty ashes of Lent to feel anew at the fire of the Easter Vigil. We want to be people who burn with the light of Christ. That is our prayer and our hope. Finally, as you prepare to leave here this afternoon, do something vitally important, and that is remember. Remember how Lent began. Remember what these ashes mean, because tomorrow these marks should be more than a smudge on the pillow. They should leave a lasting mark on each of us, a silent reminder of our call to holiness, our call to be people on fire, our call to conversion, conversion lived out with hope and trust in God's mercy, and our own desire to be better tomorrow than we are today. It's just that simple, and it's just that hard. These ashes are not a declaration, or decoration, but a declaration of our humanity, our weakness, but also our hope. They matter. We need them to make a difference in ourselves and in our world.